This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Cooling cooked starch creates fiber. How temperature changes food's nutritional profile. Cooking and cooling starchy foods can more than double their fiber content, transforming digestible starches into compounds that feed beneficial gut bacteria. Research by Sonia et al., Asia Pacific Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 2015, and Larder et al., Food Research International, 2018, reveals how simple temperature changes alter the molecular structure of common foods like rice and potatoes, creating resistant starch that functions as dietary fiber. 158% increase in resistant starch when white rice is cooked, refrigerated, and reheated compared to fresh rice, Sonia et al., 2015. Resistant starch content increases with cooling, grams per 100 grams in white rice under different preparation methods, refrigerated and reheated, 1.65 room temp cooled, 1.30 gram, freshly cooked, 0.64. Source, Sonia et al., Asia Pacific Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 2015, Georgian Medical Journal News, The Science Behind Starch Transformation. When starchy foods are heated, water penetrates starch granules, causing amylose and amylopectin chains to unfold in a process called gelatinization. This makes hot rice, pasta, and potatoes easily digestible, leading to rapid blood sugar spikes as enzymes quickly break down the exposed chains. Cooling triggers a remarkable molecular reorganization. According to Sonia et al., Asia Pacific Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 2015, the starch chains realign into tightly ordered crystal structures called retrograded starch. These crystals resist digestive enzymes, allowing the starch to reach the colon intact, where gut bacteria ferment it into beneficial compounds like butyrate. The FDA and AOAT officially classify this retrograded starch as dietary fiber for nutrition labeling purposes, despite being chemically identical to the original starch molecule. Clinical evidence across common foods. Sonia et al. Conducted a randomized crossover study with 15 healthy adults comparing glucose responses to different rice preparations. The Asia Pacific Journal of Clinical Nutrition study found that cooled and reheated rice produced meaningfully lower blood glucose spikes than freshly cooked rice, despite identical calorie and ingredient content. Similar effects occur in potatoes. Research by Larder et al., published in Food Research International, demonstrated that boiled potatoes cooled for 24 hours at 4 degrees Celsius develop significantly higher resistant starch levels than their freshly cooked counterparts. The Sonia et al. Study documented this transformation in white rice across various starchy foods, making this a practical strategy for improving the nutritional profile of common meals without changing ingredients or dietary habits. Gut health and metabolic benefits. Based on the original source material, resistant starch acts as a prebiotic, selectively feeding beneficial bacteria in the colon. The source indicates that retrograded starch is particularly effective at promoting butyrate production compared to other fiber types. According to the source material, butyrate serves multiple physiological functions, including nourishing colon cells. For individuals managing diabetes or seeking to improve metabolic health, incorporating cooled starches into meal planning represents a simple, evidence-based intervention that requires no special ingredients or complex protocols. Practical applications and food safety. Based on the Sonia et al. 2015 research, optimal cooling appears to involve refrigeration at 4 degrees Celsius for at least 10 to 24 hours, with reheating permitted without losing the fiber benefits. This makes the approach practical for meal preparation and food service applications. Food safety considerations remain paramount when cooling and storing cooked starches. Proper refrigeration temperatures and timing must be maintained to prevent bacterial growth while maximizing resistant starch formation. Resistant starch went from 0.64 grams per 100 grams in freshly cooked rice to 1.65 grams when refrigerated for 24 hours and reheated, representing a 158% increase in fiber content. Sonia et al. Researchers, Asia Pacific Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 2015. Key takeaways. Cooling cooked starchy foods creates resistant starch classified as dietary fiber by FDA standards. White rice shows 158% increase in resistant starch content when refrigerated and reheated versus fresh. Sonia et al., 2015. Clinical studies by Sonia et al., 2015, demonstrate lower glucose responses with cooled starches despite identical calorie content. Frequently asked questions: how long must starchy foods be cooled to create resistant starch? According to Sonia et al., 2015, optimal results occur with refrigeration at 40 Celsius for 10 to 24 hours. Room temperature cooling for 10 hours also increases resistant starch, but refrigeration is more effective and safer from a food safety perspective. Does reheating cooled starches destroy the fiber benefits? No. According to Sonia et al., 2015, reheating maintains the resistant starch content. Their study showed that rice cooled for 24 hours and then reheated retained its increased fiber levels and continued to produce lower glucose responses than freshly cooked rice. Which starchy foods respond best to this cooling method? The available research has documented the effect in white rice, Sonia et al., 2015, potatoes, Larder et al., 2018, and the original source indicates this occurs across various starchy foods. This temperature-dependent transformation of starch into fiber, as demonstrated by Sonia et al., 2015, and Larder et al., 2018, represents a significant opportunity for improving public nutrition without requiring new foods or supplements. Source: you can create fiber inside food that didn't have it before. The trigger is temperature. At context, cooked starch creates fiber. How temperature changes food's nutritional profile. Description: cooling cooked rice and potatoes increases fiber content by 158% through resistant starch formation. Clinical studies show improved glucose control with this simple temperature technique. Author: AtType Organization. Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: AtType Organization. Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05. Date modified: 2026-05-20. Context: long must starchy foods be cooled to create resistant starch? Accepted answer. Answer. Text: according to Sonia et al., 2015, optimal results occur with refrigeration at 4 degrees Celsius for 10 to 24 hours. Room temperature cooling for 10 hours also increases resistant starch, but refrigeration is more effective and safer from a food safety perspective. At type, question name: does reheating cooled starches destroy the fiber benefits? Accepted answer. At Tyncer. Text: no. According to Sonia et al., 2015, reheating maintains the resistant starch content. Their study showed that rice cooled for 24 hours and then reheated retained its increased fiber levels and continued to produce lower glucose responses than freshly cooked rice. Type question. Name: which starchy foods respond best to this cooling method? Accepted AMP answer. Text: the available research has documented the effect in white rice, Sonia et al., 2015, potatoes, Larder et al., 2018, and the original source indicates this occurs across various starchy foods.